Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. But to quote the great Norm Peterson from Cheers, forget Jack Frost, let's get Joe Beer nipping at my liver.
How's that? I like Christmas songs.
Me too, man. And it's our latest episode of the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. And it's a holiday treat before the big holiday feast that we have planned for everybody next week. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to do this one because both of us, having worked in radio for so long, we've played holiday songs over the years, and so we've heard many of them. We know that in radio there are some stations that start as early as the day after Halloween with Christmas music.
You don't know, but I am a freak for Christmas music.
I did not know that.
I am Rick
Hoob, absolutely did.
And he is Marcus in the Darkest, and you're already listening to our little holiday treat episode. It is five favorites, and it's five favorite rock and roll Christmas songs on this episode, brought to you by Crooked Eye Brewing. Oh, they're in the holiday spirit down there with the cure for what ails you since 2014. So we thought it would be fun, right before things get all heated up here in the holiday season, to do five favorite rock and roll Christmas songs. And it's not an easy task for me. I collect this stuff. Since I was a kid, I mentioned Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Well, that's the era of Christmas songs that was on the radio when I was a kid. So we didn't have all this great rock and roll Christmas stuff to listen to back then. The closest was Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock, I guess.
Do you count Motown's Christmas stuff as part of the rock?
Absolutely.
This was pre-Motown Christmas music. What year did they start doing that?
Well, I'm not sure when we have to look into that, but I can tell you that I'm going to pull a major exception to the rule.
Massive, I bet.
It is, because one of my favorite things to do when I'm feeling the Christmas spirit is to go pull out my 2-for-1 Motown special of both Temptations Christmas albums put onto one CD, because they were pretty short records in those days. So I have two albums of Temptations Christmas songs. They do them all, and it's really what gets my motor running when it comes to Christmas spirit. So we got to set them aside, the way I set Tool aside, I guess, because it's really something all unto itself. But what we should do is talk about the rock and roll Christmas songs that matter to us, that touch those emotional places in us that evoke Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit, and rock and roll. I think you should go with your number five first there, Mark.
All right, I'll start with number five, but I gotta say that I'm torn because I've been going back and forth between five and six for a little while, but I'm pretty ready, I think. And it's Joey Ramone's What a Wonderful World. I just love it.
As a Christmas song?
As a Christmas song.
Wow.
Because we play it all the time as a rock and roll Christmas song.
It is pretty special.
You didn't want to put in radio.
I Don't Want to Fight It's Christmas.
I play I Don't Want to Fight It's Christmas, but I like What a Wonderful World a little bit more at the Christmas time. And we've always spiked that in my last 17 years here.
Well, I never think of that song as a Christmas song, but I guess you're right. You know, it fits the spirit of a holiday. It
really
does.
And so that's where I decided to go with number five. The one that I left out.
Well played, Marcus. You want my number five?
I do want your number
five. And here I thought I was going to fuck with him on this one, because it's kind of my out of left field. At number five, it is one of my favorite Christmas songs from growing up. It is Jimmy Buffett's version of Christmas Island.
Your Christmas dreams come true.
Holy cow, that I was not expecting.
Well, you know, I have two, maybe three Jimmy Buffett Christmas albums, whatever number there is.
Many?
Yeah, he does. And I'm always looking for the next one. Last year was the Clapton Christmas album, and that goes into heavy rotation any minute now. So, but that's my number five. Jimmy Buffett's, his take on Christmas classics is a whole lot of fun. He's also got his own little twist in his own songs, some of his own songs that are pretty good. So, but I'll let them all be represented by his version, Christmas Island.
I love Jimmy Buffett. I've seen him many times. Not a parrot head, but I enjoy his music. And adding that happy, chill groove.
Yeah.
To the Christmas music, just takes it up to a whole new level. And so, right on.
Now, does that mean I got to do my number four?
It does. That's how we play the game.
We snake it back and forth here. Okay. My number four is one of my favorite artists, period. And also one of my favorite songs from a very special Christmas tune. I'm talking about Tom Petty and Christmas All Over Again. That's my number four on our five favorite Christmas songs for rock and roll.
He really makes you feel good at Christmas time with that song. It's
Chuck
but that's
Berry's
with his
songbook.
Yeah,
the way he just counts it all out at the end, and, yeah. You know, and it's the song is so high energy and upbeat. So yeah, that's why it's my number four.
And he's got that sense of humor at the end, talking about what he wants, and it's just hilarious because it shows that guy lived rock and roll all the way through. Every single millimeter of his body was rock and roll.
Absolutely,
like to the core. Does that,
that
mean
means
I have to...
you must tell us your number four, dear sir?
Alrighty, I'm not breaking a rule, but I'm saying it's two people that teamed up together for a classic. I have the 45. I was a kid when I first saw it and heard it, and was like, "Holy cow! Why is David Bowie teaming up with this guy? I know this guy from my grandparents."
Right.
But why is Bowie teaming up with him? That's so weird. So it has to be cool.
Bowie asks him, "Are you the new butler?" And he says, "Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything." It's one of my favorite lines about getting older. And it leads to two songs melded together that create a holiday classic that's instantly recognizable and memorable. And it is one of my favorites of all time, too, but not in my top five. So
that means that I have to go to number three.
That means it's time for you to go to number three, because you gave us Bowie and Bing, a time-tested classic, at number four.
Number three is an artist that we've both shown mega monstrous love for. He's life-ended tragically. He is part of the Motown sound, wanted to be the African-American Frank Sinatra. Berry Gordy helped change him. He sang this beautiful version of "I Want to Come Home for Christmas." I'm talking about Sweet Marvin Gaye.
Wow.
Fucking love that song so much.
Some songs grab you differently than they might grab others.
Absolutely.
And that's why we do this five favorites, because there's no wrong answers. You're out there right now going, "What?" Or they're doing it, "What?" Because some of them are, you know. I have found that out in my house. Every once in a while I get a "What?"
Yep.
But that's part of five favorites. And if you have your five favorites, don't forget to post them on Facebook or send us an email to imbalancehistory@gmail.com, because, you know, we all have our five favorites when it comes to that.
And it is also time for us to take a quick beer break.
Oh, wow.
I think we need to take a holiday cheer refresher.
Ein Prosit for the holidays.
What do you say we head over to Crooked Eye?
Fröhliche Weihnachten.
Chug that pint. It's going to be a quickie.
That's what she said. Well, it's the holidays, Marcus, and nothing says happy holidays like having a beer with a friend like our friends at Crooked Eye Brewery.
We haven't had a holiday pint yet together since we've started the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll, and Crooked Eye is the perfect place to do it.
Right in the heart of Hapro, you can stop by any night for all the fun that is Crooked Eye, and the tasty brews, well, they're the thing that'll keep you coming back.
They have some damn good beers, we like them, and they keep adding these specialty beers here and there that they spike in with their regulars.
And just in time for the holidays, here's the man himself, Paul Mulheron, with a special holiday greeting.
Merry Christmas from Crooked Eye Brewery. We're happy to have everyone here in the podcast and the support they're giving us. We just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Crooked Eye Brewery.
Serving the cure for what ails you since 2014, when you get a thirst that needs a great brew, make it Crooked Eye.
Right here in the heart of Hatboro, a place to have a beer with friends.
Happy holidays, and don't forget, the next time you need a pint, make it Crooked Eye. It is the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll, five favorite rock and roll Christmas songs. And let's reset what we had on the first portion of our thing here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. I had, you had at number five, Joey Ramone doing What a Wonderful World. I have Jimmy Buffett doing Christmas Island. And then my number four was Tom Petty doing Christmas All Over Again. And you had Bowie and Bing doing a little drummer boy. And then where were we?
Number three.
You did. Oh, your number three was Marvin Gaye.
I Want to Come Home for Christmas.
Beautiful song. Yeah. Well, I'm cheating the system once again here on the five favorites concept. I am.
Cheater, cheater, eggnog eater.
But not really, because the song is the song. Run, Rudolph, run. Everybody knows it, but, you know, maybe you like Chuck Berry's version, or maybe you like Keith Richards' version. They're both very, very good. So that's where I'm cheating to get two artists doing the same song in the same slot. And that's my number three.
A Christmas wouldn't be rock and roll without that song.
Either way.
You need them both, but yeah. The Keith Richards version is absolutely fantastic. I really love the way Keith plays with field guitar, just the way his guitar feels, and you really hear it, and it warms you up so nicely when he plays it.
The irony is those two, Chuck and Keith, are melded in a way around the music. In person, they were often oil and water and didn't always mesh the way that you would think, him being kind of like Chuck Berry's son in rock and roll, you know, as a guitar player. But there you have it, the things that happen in rock and roll. And that C is my number three. Does that mean I do number two next?
It does mean that you have to do number two.
Well, actually, I'm good for now, but maybe after the show. Number two is A Message to the World from John and Yoko Ono Lennon. It's Happy Christmas, War is Over. Number two, it signifies to me as much as anything that we are past the anniversary of John Lennon's passing and we are into the holiday spirit and the intention that they had for that song. And that's my number two.
Excellent number two. Love playing that one as well. One of the songs that I really look forward to playing over the holidays. My number two, I'm going to a cartoon.
Uh-oh.
Think of Theodore Gissell.
Yeah.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Dr. Seuss. And a grumpy.
Is it?
Yeah. Grumpy. A grumpy man. Well, it's a grumpy creature who tries to steal Christmas from a small town. And this guy with this booming deep voice sings Mr. Grinch, named Thurl Ravencroft. First of all, his name is so fucking rad that you just love the song because his name is rad. And then the song itself is amazing. It's clever. It's smart. It's everything that Dr. Seuss was. It's a masterpiece as far as Christmas goes to me.
So that's your number two, The Grinch.
I have to have that one.
Well, that's fine.
Like, it's so, like, and it takes me back to my childhood, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love all those shows. The holidays, the Grinch specials, all the animated shows.
I want to be a dentist.
Look, he ended up a DJ and a podcaster. But he wanted to be a dentist. What did Frosty say every time he woke up? Happy birthday!
I forgot about
that. I loved
that.
All those shows, yeah. Man.
Those cartoons were fantastic.
Wow. So are we really down to, yeah, we really are down to
two and one.
The one for you, correct?
I have to do number one?
I think you're first.
All righty.
It is the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll, this week's episode, five favorite rock and roll Christmas songs, and we have risen to the two number one slots. You go first, dear Marcus.
I will go first. She pissed off Lyndon Baines Johnson by insulting him for his Warhawk stance. He basically made it very difficult for her to perform in America. She found success in Europe and then came back to the United States. She played Catwoman on the original Batman. She was sexier than any woman at that time period. She oozed charisma and sexiness at that time. And she was so
sexy.
Oh, sexy. Amazing. I'm talking about the legendary Eartha Kitt and her song, Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Marcus is number one on our five favorite rock and roll Christmas songs. Well done. And you know what? For the first time in a long time when we've been doing five favorites, we don't have one number in common.
You're right.
How about that? Well, you knew
Holy
that.
Holy cow. No, I thought, I actually thought there might be one, and I almost put Run Rudolph Run on my list.
Yeah, almost, you know, it doesn't count.
Know,
except for hand grenades
an
and
honorable
horseshoes.
Mention
there
for
you
me.
Go. My number one, you might imagine, it's this kid from New Jersey, that boy from Freehold that we talk about and love so much, Bruce Springsteen, and Santa Claus is coming to town, because every year you hear that sound when you hear the sleigh bells and it's all cold along the border. You start to hear that, you know that it's the Christmas season. And I'm going to give an instant It's an instant honorable mention to Merry Christmas, Baby. His version of that is really great, too. Merry Christmas, Baby. But that's what I got for my number one. I guess you could have guessed it was going to be Springsteen, right?
Wait, let me ask you this. Were the King's Father Christmas on your honorable mention list?
Shall we do the honorable mentions?
I think
and
we
find
should.
Out?
We got a little bit of time.
Does that
so
mean
we
I'm
should
going
definitely,
first?
You're going first.
All right. Well, I mentioned it earlier on that Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock, really, I loved a lot of the versions. Hall & Oates version was pretty damn good over the years. But I remember that as a kid coming out of the AM radio at Christmas time and thinking, wow, that's Christmas music that I dig, not this Mitch Miller shit. So that's one of my honorable mentions. Another honorable mention for me would have to be a song. And I like both ways it was done. I'm talking about Christmas Baby Please Come Home, done by Darlene Love. And by U2, both versions really, really great. And I'm going to do a little bit of a walk of shame for a couple of the songs. You mentioned one of them that aren't in my honorable mention. Father Christmas from the Kinks. I have the 45. I've loved it from the first time I heard it. No lack of love for them or their version, that song, the whole nine yards. And the other one that I didn't put on here that I don't feel really good about is Do They Know It's Christmas from Band-Aid. And also Christmas in Hollis from A Very Special Christmas. I got to put my head down when I give them all honorable mentions or no mentions at all, because these are all great rock and roll Christmas songs, and your list is too.
Thanks.
What do you got for the
honorable mentions include Father Christmas of the Kinks,
yeah.
Christmas in Hollis, Run DMC. It's
sure.
a brilliant song, and it's just so well put together, and I really like Run DMC a lot. I really like Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Rock and Roll Radio isn't Rock and Roll Radio at Christmas time. Again, that's one of the songs you have to play to feel like you're in part of the Christmas spirit. I also really like Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
Sure.
And
I love that too.
It's so freaking funny.
It never gets old because they only play it like for a couple weeks a year.
Yeah, 8 days for 8 crazy nights.
Yeah, yep.
So,
which is also a good movie if you've never seen it, folks.
Yes, it is. It's hilarious. That goes in there as well. And then there's a ton of Motown songs that I would add to that list as well, because the Motown Christmas songs are so great, so beautiful.
Well, they did a great job of taking classic songs and turning them into modern versions or modern imaginings. So there we are. It's a 5 favorites, all about the holiday spirit. We managed to get Hanukkah in there. I will mention to everyone celebrating, because I will be, Happy Kwanzaa as well, in addition to Christmas and Hanukkah. It's a holiday spirit, and we're here with our 5 favorite rock and roll Christmas songs on our favorite podcast. And this is wrapping up. Getting down to the end of our first year as a podcast, buddy.
Yeah, pretty close, man. I can't believe we've made it this far, and we keep having so much fun with all the topic. It's great.
And you should reach out to us and let us know, you know, if you want to send us a fruitcake through the email, you can, or just give us your feedback on what you've been hearing this year. Let us know where you're from. We're hearing from tons of people in all kinds of corners of the world. And as we've expanded our universe with being on Pantheon Podcasts, we're starting to hear from people from far beyond our normal reach. And we just recently saw a bunch of people starting to follow our Facebook page, The Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. April from Old Bridge, New Jersey. Is she a member of the militia? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
My buddy Flamin' Harry, who gave us some nice thumbs up on the blues episode. Brian Conlon from Wilmington, Delaware. Now, I'd love to see hearing this. Porto from Rio de Janeiro, following the Facebook page.
Awesome.
Trish Johnson in Stafford, Virginia. Jim Yeager in Corning, New York. Mark Nelson from Scotland. Not sure where, but he's over there. Scott Hilton from Boston, Jim Schultz from Noblesville, Indiana. I think that's near Indianapolis. Joe Pearson in Deer Park, Texas. Maiden Voyage. I think they're a band from Buffalo, New York. And Rock and Roll Andy Weaver in Los Angeles. All just starting to follow our page on Facebook. So feel free to join that. We see the number of people coming in since we joined Pantheon, and we're happy to see that. You can also find us on Twitter. Marcus, tell them where we are.
Okay, I will. We're at Imbalanced Histo.
No R-Y. He's still...
We
can't
want
get
RY.
Us the RY. He's trying. He's come gone on, to the Twitter on, Supreme Twitter. Court.
We're going through the appellate process to get to the Twitter Supreme Court to make a final ruling on the case. But it's Imbalanced Histo minus the RY on Twitter. We're at imbalancedhistory@gmail.com as well. Place for an email. Please email us. Reach out. If we missed something, please send us what we missed. We'd love to know and correct it in an update down the line so we can learn, because we like to learn about rock and roll. So
we do it every episode. There's always something that we're taking away from it. One of us or both of us are learning things from each other and from the research that we do. Yep. To make sure that we're not just, you know, yanking our puds here. We do want to know if we get stuff wrong. And I want to thank some people on Facebook. This is on my page, Marcus, that made some nice comments because I tagged the my friends from the Bucks County Blues Society. And Bob Settlin reached back, letting us know that we didn't miss a beat. He said he's watched the Robert Johnson documentary on Netflix. And he says, and with the influences you mentioned on this podcast are spot on, I'm going to share this onto the Blues Society page. Great job, Ray. And thanks again for tagging me on the show. We've got a lot of people. Jeff Simon from the Destroyers. Cool. So that's an awesome job, Ray. There are currently 3 graveyards that claim Robert Johnson is buried there. I went to all 3 just to be sure. There's like a podcast update right here.
I wonder if those who have been to all 3 could tell if there was a difference in the energy around his supposed grave.
See if Jeffrey can give me some insight on that. Maybe we can get him on the phone. Podcast sometime.
All right.
He's got a couple stories about great life in rock and roll. I can tell you that. All right. Well, we are in the holiday spirit. We might as well tell them what we're doing for our next episode, which will land right before Christmas, is a reimagining, a recreation of our first big episode, our first real episode called A Case for the Beatles. And we will be adding some things to the original production to make it more up to date with what we're doing here on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that.
I am too.
And that'll be coming in next week right here on the podcast. It's all about celebrating the holiday spirit, Marcus, you know, with the songs today and this special holiday present to you guys next week, A Case for the Beatles reimagined right here on the podcast. So this has been fun today. I really love Christmas music.
I love it
since I was a little kid. I joked about Mitch Miller, but we grew up listening to all the traditional American mid-century stuff. And then what has been exciting for me, and I know for you too, and we pass this on to our children, is the emergence of rock and roll Christmas songs that are more relatable to more of us who grew up since rock and roll has been the thing. And we get to pass it on to our kids in the form of playing it at the holidays. Oh, there's Dad and his Jimmy Buffett CD again. Yeah. Stuff like that. But it really works. It does work. And I suggest you do that to your children too. And ingrain it in them and pass the tradition along. I think that's what we do. And part of what we're doing here on this episode.
Absolutely. And please let us know what your 5 favorite Christmas songs are. We want to know.
Yeah,
you sincerely want to know.
You have the access. Let us know, and we'll make sure we get them updated on social media and whatnot as we head through the holiday itself. We just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, and thanks for a great first year here with our friends from Crooked Eye Brewery, the Pantheon Podcast Network, and everybody else who's helped us all along the way. Kevin Law from Philly Rock Radio doing a lot of design work.
Yeah, he did our logo design.
Your wife, Kim, who helped put together our website and everything else.
She's amazing. I'm so lucky.
And all of you guys, those of you who listened to the first couple episodes when there was nobody else, to those of you who just are signing on and finding us right now,
enjoy A Case for
the Beatles. It's going to have a lot more of the Beatles than the original issue did, as we do that to celebrate the end of a great first year. And then we've got a little something we're going to tell you about at the end of next week's episode to celebrate the new year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Good Kwanzaa.
And a Happy New Year.
From the Imbalanced History
of Rock and Roll.
Hi, I'm Cindy Howes. Basic Folk is my podcast featuring honest conversations with folk musicians.
A crisis is actually kind of exhilarating. You know what to do. I unplugged from the internet. I walked every day, even if it was 5 below. One day I walked.
Hope you had a good pair of gloves.
I did. Great. Thank you.
Can you talk about Bob Dylan?
I can.
How you met him and your favorite memory of him?
Well, you're not going to get that one.
This podcast fosters the folk music community and showcases a genre that is often misunderstood. Ironically, Basic Folk features complex conversations about the human experience witnessed from an artistic angle.
Whatever I was telling myself in terms of like, oh, it's like important for me to like just keep my personal life and my career separate. No matter how you kind of justify it, there's something that's not good for you. The psychological buildup over time, even of just like having to check myself in conversation, that's just like not healthy.
How do you approach both of these like very straight worlds as a musician and as a human being who doesn't fit those stereotypes?
I'm on a rainbow colored unicorn flying at them, and they don't know what to do with me, but I'm there like a little bee.
Our definition of folk is extremely broad, so you'll hear interviews from Katie Tunstall, Livingston Taylor, Amanda Shires, and many more on Basic Folk, available wherever you get your podcasts or at cindyhouse.net. Basic Folk is part of the Pantheon Podcast Group. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.